National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello, everyone. Good day. It's August 12th, Saturday, August 12th. Thank you for joining us here on Wall Street Raw. Very tumultuous week on Wall Street. On Friday, however, stocks rose a little bit as volatility eased. Markets start to show some sign of stabilization after, I guess, days of verbal sparring between the U.S. and North Korea. The dollar fell after American inflation remained subdued, and now we're really pretty much watching what happens here over the weekend, but we are in this cyclical negative time period, and we'll talk more about that during the course of the show, and we've been talking about that for weeks up to this point. As we always try to do, we try to jam-pack the show with interesting guests. We do have a couple sponsored guests coming up here in just a moment, Kyle Dennis and Jeff Bishop, but we also have joining us our regular guest Henry Weingarten, Sinclair Noe, Don Below, and we're going to have an encore presentation from Arch Crawford. I was trying to get Arch Crawford back on the show live, but there were some personal issues, and he couldn't make it again today, Saturday. He was on last Saturday, but very timely comments regarding the solar eclipse and war and his predictions, which were actually made the end of July in his newsletter, known Arch for decades. So hoping to have him back on the show, particularly at key times like this. Don't touch your dial. Got an interesting show. We're going to go over the big point movers this week and a little commentary regarding some of the high activity sectors of the market, including Bitcoin, which took off again to new highs this past week. And let's go over to Kyle. Welcoming back Kyle Dennis, who is the Chief Biotech Strategist for RagingBull.com. Kyle is an independent equities trader focused on uncovering undervalued stocks in the market, and he researches stocks which are under the radar and looks for supporting data about the stocks which could foretell catalytic events. Kyle, thank you for joining us again on Wall Street Raw.
Thanks for having me back again, Mark.
I know you've had a really busy week. I've been getting a lot of your emails, a lot of trading, but in the most recent email you mentioned you want to talk about two particular securities, NKTR, which is Nektar Therapeutics, and FOD Amicus Therapeutics. So let's hear about those two.
Yeah, sure. Like I mentioned last time on your show here, I thought we were going to get a little bit of a pullback in the biotech space, and that's actually what we got. So I really like these two names coming into some support here. The first one, like you said, NKTR, Nektar Therapeutics. They are actually partnered with, check this out, AstraZeneca, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Amgen, Baxalta, Roche, Bayer, and just to name a few, all the big guys. And they have a couple of data readouts coming. One is for an antibiotic drug, which I really like. That data is going to be phase 3 data due in the third quarter, so coming up here between, starting in September. And they'll also have some cancer trial data due out at a conference called ESMO, which is on September 9th. That's going to be phase 1-2 data for a solid tumor and cancer. So that looks pretty interesting to me, especially since it's pulled back significantly off its highs. Not too long ago, it was at 24, and now it's all the way down there to 18. So to me, it looks like a really nice opportunity between 17 and 18, and especially if we get a little bit of a pullback to about 300 support on the biotech index, the IBB. And then the other name I wanted to talk about was Fold, which is ticker FOLD. The company's name is Amicus Therapeutics. And that one has two data readouts coming as well, but this one's going to be in the late third quarter, so coming up probably here soon this month. And the two there is a phase 3 data readout for epidermolysis, and the other one's a phase 1-2 data readout for Pompe disease. Both, I think, are going to read out positive, and what I really like about this one is one of my favorite hedge funds, biotech hedge funds called Perceptive Advisors, is the top holder in this name, so they've been adding to their position, and they seem very bullish on this name as well, so I think it's a pretty good buy right around this region as well.
Thank you, Kyle, for joining us this week. Kyle Dennis from RagingBull.com. That's the best way for our listeners to reach you, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Kyle Dennis from RagingBull.com, and we'll be back with us hopefully next week. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Jeff Bishop, to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning. Jeff is, as he calls himself or has written in his bio, a serial entrepreneur and founder of several popular financial education and trading websites, including TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. He's been on the show before. It's really a pleasure having him back. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning, Jeff.
Oh, it's always good to be here. Thanks, Mark.
Well, we had a wild week here, and the stock market took a nosedive, tied, I suppose, to the North Korea situation, and the VIX exploded. So you've got some insights there. Let's talk about what is happening.
Yeah, it's been like a free ride, just kind of betting on the market week after week. It's going to go up, up, up. Eventually, we're going to hit a road bump, though, and it sure seems to be this was the week it happened. So I don't think we're quite done with volatility, but we did see the VIX index go from the 9s all the way up to over 15. So it's over a 50% move just in a few days. It really could go a lot higher. Historically, the VIX go, into the 30s before it might peak out. But I think we're really close to a short-term top here of the volatility index. And there's several ways traders can take advantage of that if they want to bet to the downside for that.
So meaning the overall market may, the little rally that started in the market on Friday may extend itself a little bit in the stock market and VIX pull back. That's what you're reading?
Yeah, I mean, so even if the market doesn't make a rebound, the volatility index sure could fade from where it is right now. It's flashing some big panic signs. The market itself hasn't really fallen apart here. We had a 2% correction earlier this week, which, the market may think that's a big event, but as we know, the 2% is not the end of the world. So market's not really out of hand, and the volatility index probably will pull back in. I'm doing that by selling calls against UVXY, which trades short-term volatility. And also, I think traders should be looking at ticker symbol XIV as a bottom play here. So that one will rise as volatility declines.
XIV is an ETF for volatility?
Yep. It's going to trade inverse the volatility. So it's going to, that one's going to go up as volatility declines. So I think that's an easy one that most traders can take advantage of.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on XIV and the VIX in the coming week. Jeff, thank you for joining us. We are in that seasonal negative period, though. We still have about 30 seconds here. So it's unsurprising we did see this market take a little nosedive. And it could carry into September, October historically, can it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of nervousness in the sidelines. People are enjoying that free ride up in the market, but they realize the rug could be pulled out any moment now. So I think that they're quick to sell, and that's causing a lot of short-term volatility. But as far as we've seen, it just gets bid right back up. So we'll see if this one holds the same.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Bishop from RagingBull.com and TopStockPicks.com, and hopefully we'll have you back next week with a follow-up. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Kyle. And we're back here looking at the big movers this week in the market. As you know, when the market took a little bit of a nosedive late this week from Wednesday forward, some of the big names came down. For example, Priceline was down this week 178 points to 1854. That's PCLN. Big Larry Holdings, that's BH, was down 56 points to 320. Coca-Cola Bottling, COKE, was down 30 points to 208. Atrion, which ATRI, was down 30 points to 622. Cable One, that's CABO, down 26 points to 735. And we had Chipotle down 18 points to 326. That's been under pressure for a while as well. Dillard's was down 15 points to 58. Masonite was down 16 points to 5950. And the list goes on. So let's don't touch our dial, folks. We've got Henry Weingarten and Don Violo joining us here on Segment 2 with their insights both on the markets and on Canada.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebiger. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
You know, here we are talking about the CIA, the NSA, and top intelligence agencies. All of our sensitive secrets can be hacked. We now know that safety and privacy of our finances are over. I mean, how safe and private do you think your finances are sitting in the cyber world? Who hacked them? How about your stock accounts, your saving accounts, even your 401ks? Frankly, that's why I turned to Swiss America for answers about protecting the savage household finances and privacy. One book explained it all. Don't bank on it. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. It's a free book on exactly the topic we're talking about. And you'll learn how to protect your money against what even the CIA cannot protect. Please do it now. It's free. It's a book. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. For a free copy of the book, Don't Bank on It. 800-289-2646.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back, our regular guest and always a special guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Henry's been managing director of that fund for many, many years, and he's been doing what he's been doing for nearly 50 years, and he's made some terrific calls on our program, so we always enjoy having him back. Henry, well, we had a bit of volatility this past week, and you were looking for it.
Yeah, we had said that we expected it to see 14-plus in August, and we got it. So we're happy about that. The bigger play, of course, was we said from August 4th on that the market was in risk till September. And, of course, we got to see that very nicely. The main points going ahead forward, though, first I'll give a short-term forecast, and that is, which is what we gave in our tweet, is that if the S&P closed above 2440, there'd be some profit-taking on Monday and Tuesday. You know, that's one thing, because that's a very important critical point where people get scared. The North Korea situation is mostly an excuse for people to sell. It's cover more than anything else. Obviously, there's some risk there, but that's just the excuse to take profits, which people want to do. Gold could be under some pressure early in the week because of the 1300 to 1325 overhead resistance. But on an intermediate term basis, none of this is going to matter much because we don't see that much downside, whether it be 3%, 5%, 10%, depending on what you're looking at. It's not so great that if you went away and came back in October, you'd care. On the other hand, raising cash and et cetera and doing all sorts of nice profit-taking things is a smart thing to do. When you have your profits, if you don't take care of them, you know, they very often go away. So it really doesn't matter if you do anything or not, although if you want to make more money, you do have to act. We're going to be under pressure, certainly for the next week or two. And how much of a rally there would be, assuming this gets resolved, you know, is questionable. So right now, we're not really doing anything. We did everything we needed to do last week. And markets will be, you know, going back and forth. And the question is how low? You know, and that will depend on, again, the S&P 2440 number. If that becomes overhead resistance, then we have to look down below. Meanwhile, that's a place that people will start fighting.
So below 2440, where do you think we're headed?
Well, certainly 24, maybe 23. We really haven't looked because part of it depends on, again, astrology is different than technical analysis, or rather astro-technical analysis. It depends on when something happens. Mm-hmm. So it makes a big difference for us. Let's say if gold is down $10 on Monday versus on Tuesday, that's totally different. And the reason for that is there, for example, late Monday, Tuesday, there's some negative aspects on gold. Now, let's say gold goes down $10. That's no big deal. Suppose it goes up or stays neutral, then that's very bullish for gold. So it's not just what the move is, it's when the move is. So it really depends on what days. For example, next week actually has some positive influences in the market, so it may not go down that much. It may stay in a range, and I'm just taking this out of the air, of, say, 2420 to 2460. You know, 20 points, say 100, well, even less than that, say even 100 points above or below that number. And it doesn't mean anything because there's some positive stuff. But then next week, the week after, there's some negative stuff. So it depends on how negative it is or how positive it is.
Thank you, Henry.
The biggest indicator you have is when something doesn't go the way you expect it to be, it's because there's a bigger cycle going the other way.
All right. Well, thank you again, Henry, for joining us on Wall Street Raw. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund, and we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds good.
Welcome back our regular guests and special guest, Don Villalo, from the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts, where he served as past president. He's a chartered market technician, but he was also advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF between 2009 and 2015, and he authors two great blogs. One is timingthemarket.ca, and the other is equityclock.com. Thank you, Don, for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Mark.
Well, we had a boring week, didn't we?
Well, 'tis the season for a correction in North American equity markets. During the past 20 periods, from mid-June to mid-October, North American equity markets have experienced 20 corrections. Now, each correction was triggered by a non-recurring event. A good example was Brexit last year. This year could be North Korea. Now, history shows that North American equity markets are particularly vulnerable to a summer correction in years ending in 7, like 2017. So be aware.
This year, Korea is the event.
It probably is. Time will tell.
So there's jittery times in Canada, you say?
Yeah, lots of things happening up here. Pipeline companies are in the news again. Hearings on the Keystone XL pipeline were held last week in Nebraska. The U.S. and Canadian governments, as well as two of the three required states, already have approved construction of the pipeline. Approval by Nebraska is needed. Now, the environmentalists continue to oppose the project vigorously. The final decision on this pipeline is expected by November. TransCanada is the stock that will be most influenced by this decision.
And let's talk about the NDP. They're still doing their thing.
Yeah, now that they have control in British Columbia, they announced on Friday that it will oppose start of construction of the expanded Trans Mountain Pipeline is given by the provincial government, or it's by the NDP government. And once again, the environmental groups are strongly opposed to the project. Kinder Morgan is most influenced by the decision.
And what's going on with NAFTA this past week?
Well, next week's going to be the big week. NAFTA negotiations between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. start. Canadian investors are particularly concerned about what's going to happen with selected sectors. Sectors most impacted include the auto industry, the wine industry, and the agricultural products industry.
Don, thank you again for joining us. Great insight into what's going on in Canada, and we do that every week here on Wall Street Raw. Don Villalo from EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarket.ca. Speak to you next week, Don. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Don. And I want you touching your dial because Sinclair Knows coming up with some great commentary, particularly with regard to the war on cash, which we've been focusing in on this program. And speaking of that, I want to thank our sponsor, Swiss America, for sponsoring our program. And they're still offering two free books, The Secret War of Cash and Don't Bank on It, by calling their 800 number, 289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for The Secret War of Cash and Don't Bank on It. Yes, there is a war on cash, folks, out there, and there's legislation in Congress now that may restrict that ability to hold cash even further. And as Sinclair and I are going to be talking about in the next segment, not only can money be confiscated from you through civil asset forfeiture, but you can't take too much money out of that bank without prying eyes. Don't touch your dial. We'll be after the break.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit AARPFoundation.org or MedicareMadeClear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back, our good friend from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com, Sinclair No. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning, Sinclair.
Well, thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure.
We had a wild week this past week with the markets, but let's jump on
banks behaving. Something happened in the markets?
Yeah, we had a little volatility, but doesn't mean anything. But meanwhile, let's jump on the banks behaving badly segment. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with cash and in the banks now. We know that it raises red flags if you draw too much cash out of the bank, but there's other things going on too, which we talked about off air. So let's delve into that a little bit.
Well, as you know, and this has been the case for a long, long time, if you were to go in to a bank and withdraw $10,000 in cash, that bank would have to file a currency transaction report. Likewise, if you deposit $10,000 in cash, that's what they're supposed to do. The idea is to avoid money laundering, people just pouring ill-gotten cash into a bank account and thinking that it's all of a sudden clean. Now, they want to know where that amount of cash came from. Because in another transaction, you say you cash a check, they have a paper trail of where that money came from. So they want to know where it came from. That's been around for a long, long time. And it's part of the move to a cashless society. But a lot of folks, and we see this in particular this week when there was all this talk about Korea, North Korea, and nuclear war, people were thinking, safe haven, let me get into some gold, let me get into some cash position, something like that. So some people perhaps were thinking, I just need to hold some cash, have some cash on hand. Be aware that if you hold cash, you take a fair amount of cash out of the bank and you have it on you, the government can take it from you. It's called civil asset forfeiture. And quite simply, civil asset forfeiture allows law enforcement to confiscate property from citizens and businesses without obtaining a criminal conviction or even filing criminal charges. They just take the money. Once the property has been seized, you would have to navigate through this just upside-down legal world with very little judicial supervision, and the rules are going to be stacked against you. Most federal forfeitures are administrative, accomplished by the federal agency without ever seeing a judge. To get judicial oversight, the property owners, who are not guaranteed counsel, like a criminal defendant, they would have to hire an attorney, or they could go it alone, represent themselves, and file a claim to the property contesting the forfeiture. If they fail to do so in time, property is forfeited by default to the agency, which acts as investigator, prosecutor, and judge. Just to give you an example, and of course this goes back to the war on drugs, Drug Enforcement Administration confiscated some $3.2 billion in cash over the past 10 years without filing charges or with any judicial oversight. Now, that's just the Drug Enforcement Administration. This happens all across the country. Local police departments have funded themselves. A lot of these small towns throughout the country fund themselves through forfeitures. And so it could be something like a traffic stop. You get pulled over for a taillight being out. Next thing you know, you got cash on your bean. That now goes over to the police department. Good luck in getting it back. Just a little side note there.
Well, there's also that bill pending, whether it's going to go anywhere or not, in the Senate, entitled Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing, and Counterfeiting Act of 2017. And that's supposed to also address the cash situation as well. And I read even possibly Bitcoin.
Hey, well, this is the other way that folks are trying to work around. And as you know, Bitcoin hit a high this week.
Yes.
It seems to be catching on. Goldman Sachs is saying this is something we really need to look at now and understand. And Fidelity has said if you have Bitcoin, you can now basically put it on your online account, and they'll count it essentially as money and keep track of the current valuation of it. So folks are looking at different things. I'm not sure that Bitcoin is the answer. The technology is interesting, but beyond that, where is any inherent value to Bitcoin? I still have not seen that. Of course, you could say the same thing about cash, I suppose.
Well, you could say any of the currencies in the world. What's backing those currencies? You know, just the faith of governments. So there's a lot of argument for alternate investments in gold and cryptocurrencies, I guess, are the other choice.
And it's changing now. We're seeing this transition over to cryptocurrency and other ideas. And part of it is to avoid this long arm of law enforcement.
I know even in the cannabis space, Sinclair, because of the cash situation there due to federal law, Bitcoin is becoming a possible solution for that. So just another way of, I guess, circumventing the situation.
In part because it's legal in some states, but not legal federally. And so you run into established banking entities and financial institutions who are afraid to even touch it. But there has to be something done so that people aren't just trading cash back and forth, which can be a little bit dangerous, quite frankly.
Sinclair, thank you again for joining us. Interesting discussion about cash this week, an ongoing saga. Thank you again, Sinclair Noe, KFNN 1510 Phoenix, and author of the blog, incomparable blog, eatthebankers.com. Thank you, Sinclair. And speaking about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, as Sinclair mentioned, we surged to new highs this week, basically touching $3,709 per coin. Just a couple of weeks ago, on the 17th of July, we were down to $1,938, so nearly double in Bitcoin. And as you know, this past week or so, we had the fork event where they were splitting off Bitcoin into Bitcoin Cash. And there was some concern that Bitcoin might not survive, even though Bitcoin Cash is gaining some notoriety. It didn't affect Bitcoin itself. It's recognized as an official mode of transportation and formal way of compensation and business activity in Japan. So it's definitely a growing situation. If you go to my website, vrtrader.com, I mentioned this before, I have a link that posts 100 of the most active cryptocurrencies, and you see Bitcoin at the top, Ethereum following it, Litecoin, but dozens and dozens of others, and I'm told there's even hundreds behind that. So this is really the trend of the future, and we've been trading Bitcoin via a ETF, or I guess it's not really an ETF, but it's a trust, GBTC, the Bitcoin Investment Trust on our website. Didn't catch this current move the last couple of days where we made a nice trade the previous week, and we had two low-price stocks that mirrored the move in Bitcoin this past week, and 45% to 100% gains there. So you have to go to VRTrader.com to check those out. I don't like recommending those on the air. They're more speculative, but we are trading them and trying to take advantage of this huge move in an alternate area, and it's not being talked about that much, poo-pooed mostly by most of the financial media. So we've been on this for quite some time, as you know. Stay tuned. We'll be back after our break with an encore interview with Arch Crawford talking about the solar eclipse.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovitz. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovitz, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was,
and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcoming an old friend, very special friend, Arch Crawford, back to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning. We only have a short interview with Arch this morning, but we wanted to touch on his predictions and comments regarding the most powerful astro event of the year. By the way, Arch publishes Crawford Perspectives, and if you want to get a copy of that, you should go to crawfordsperspectives.com or just Google Arch Crawford, and as he told me off air, probably 1,000 connections will pop up on the screen. Thanks for joining us, Arch.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, let's talk about the big astro event of the year. It's a solar eclipse coming up and how that ties into your work.
Okay, well, this is the first solar eclipse that goes all the way across the United States and only the United States since 1918. And so it's a pretty big deal. I wrote in my letter that we had a solar eclipse that went all the way across Russia in, I think, 2008. And a few days later was a Uranus Mars-Uranus opposition, and that day they went to war with Georgia, the country, not the state. In this particular case, there is a Mars-Uranus connection on the day of the eclipse. So whether it brings us into a war or just some terrorist activity, I don't know, but it's something to watch for very carefully. And in the months after, there'll be hits to the eclipse that could bring events in the stock market and in the geopolitical situation, and I have those listed on the front page of the August newsletter, some of where the hits will be in the future. So I remember in 2001 there was a solar eclipse on the summer solstice, and a lunar eclipse 2 weeks later on July the 5th. Now, the July the 4th is the birthday of the U.S., and July 6th was the birthday of George Bush. So I said that this lunar eclipse between the two, I said when Mars gets up to this eclipse point, the U.S. will be at war. And I missed it by 3 days for 9/11.
Fantastic.
But it's a very important time. And you can see the trends in things that are happening now will become critical during the eclipses. The first one is the lunar eclipse on the 7th and the solar eclipse on the 21st.
Thank you, Arch. We have Arch Crawford from Crawford Perspectives. Great quick insight here on the Saturday morning. We'll have Arch back real soon with a follow-up. If you want more information, again, Google Arch Crawford or go to archcrawford.com. And thank you, Arch, for joining us.
Delighted, sir.
Thank you, Arch. And yes, we have that eclipse coming up on the 21st, and everybody's rushing along the path to go see the darn thing. But the correlation that Arch draws, I just think, is really profound. He's done this work for decades, and as you heard with regard to the 9/11 situation, there's always something in the stars there. And as a trader back on the Chicago Board Options Exchange decades ago, I ran into a lot of financial astrologers. At first, you know, I laughed, and then I start to see some correlations, and though nothing is 100%, you start to respect their work. And that's why we also have Henry Weingarten on the show, who's also a financial astrologer. These guys have been doing this for 40, 50 years, and no system is perfect. You tie it in with technical analysis. You trade what is in front of you. I do this myself with the cyclical indicators and alternate indicators, and it all ties in with my volume work. Then, you know, you've got some confidence in the market, knowing, for example, that, you know, summers tend to be a little treacherous for the markets, or that years ending in 7, as Don Vallow told us earlier in the show, could perhaps create some volatility in the market. Or knowing that you have what I call in my newsletter turnaround Tuesdays, where the market tends to change direction on a Tuesday versus Monday. If you check that out, it's uncanny. I'm not saying major change, but, you know, from a trading basis, a change. And then, you, of course, you've got your Santa Claus rally and your Thanksgiving turkey shoot. And you've got, you know, all the other seasonal patterns that are displayed during the year, much of which I learned from my old teacher friend, Yale Hirsch, who produces the Stock Traders Almanac. So you learn from the masters, and we stand on the shoulders of giants in this business. And I've been very fortunate over the years having been able to do that and study with all these people and learn that, you know, a lot of other ways, 1,000 ways to make money in this business. But in terms of the overall trend of the market, it appears to be higher, and we are going to get some volatility here perhaps through the summer, maybe carrying into September. Wouldn't surprise me. That's historical. We saw a little bit this past week. Maybe we'll rally a little bit this week first. And but overall, I think you got to be a buyer on the dips, because I think the Trump administration is right on track. We've been supportive of that from day one. And despite all the fake news and all the distractions, and North Korea is a distraction of sorts, frankly, the market, history says, actually likes war. So not to say we want to see atomic bombs go off, but basically, I think everything's in gear for the market to still track higher. And over the years, this Dow, which is around 21,000, could be 35, 40, 50,000 in the years ahead. And history has taught us that. So, you know, we'll have to just take it a week or month and day at a time as we do here. And yes, if there's a risk of a bear market, we'll catch it. In my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, never been caught in a bear market. If you read the introduction, we caught all the big ones in 1987, including 9/11. We saw volume coming in indicating something was wrong and time to get out. So until we get that type of clear signal, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt here. As far as the gold market is concerned, still positive there, still looking for a test of last year's highs. And folks, we ran out of time. So as we do each week, we close our show with what our old friend Ed Hart used to say on the Financial News Network: we will know in the fullness of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week Alf, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.